My Mac Podcast 998. Mac iOS 15? Not quite.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Mighty MyMac podcast. And I'll stop there. Yeah. macOS 15.2, also known as macOS Sequoia 15.2, focuses on enhancing user experience and productivity through new features and improvements across various apps. And lots of other buzzwords meant to confuse you along. Confuse you long enough to not see what's missing or the bits that don't exactly work as planned. Now, Guy has mentioned to me that he's a little bit fed up with 15.2, and I haven't moved over yet, so I'm going to be interested to what he says. Hopefully, he's on the other end of the line. Hello.
There he is. Yeah. Here I am. There's a couple things that are kind of cheesing me off about 15, but we can talk about that when we get over to that other part of the show. And if for people who watch the video, all three to six of you, I'm pointing my fingers. And if you don't watch the video, you'll never see that ever. Now,
I could just see all the people going, I'll never see it.
I guess I'll never see it then. Because here's the thing, Guy, we don't care. Okay. I'm still getting ready for Christmas, and 15 years of Gaz-inspired therapy has disclosed at least one of my problems, Gaz.
No, really?
And you were the one who discovered it. Aren't you proud? This whole
proud.
Next section is all because of you.
One word.
That's all it took. And that word is, diapnosophist. Which, according to dictionary.com, is a person who is an adept conversationalist at a meal. And that should be expanded to podcasts. Now, in case it's not clear, because I always like to make things clear when I discuss them on this show.
You do. Yes.
Yes. No dinner party.
Because you're that person.
I am exactly that person. No dinner party is complete without a diapnosophist, which is a person who is an adept conversationalist at a meal. This is the type of person who, at least as far as dictionary editors hope, regales fellow feasters with the origin of such an intriguing word as diapnosophist. Diapnosophist is based on diapsophistnol, the title of a literary work by Athenaeus, a Greek philosopher and rhetorician.
You might be right, actually.
Okay, yeah. The word I said before,
yeah.
Writing in Naucratis, Egypt, in the late 200 AD. Are you with me so far? Good.
I am.
Diapnosophistos is the plural of diapnosophistes, literally an expert in the affairs of the kitchen, and the work features a banquet where learned men discuss food and a wide range of other topics. Diapnosophistes is formed on the Greek diaphnon, meal, dinner, and sophistes, expert, wise person. Sophistus is the source of English sophist, which historically refers to a type of professional teacher in ancient Greece and later a person who argues cleverly but speciously. Yeah, okay. Who could that be? Sophistus is related to the Greek word sophia, skill, wisdom, source of sophy in philosophy. Diopnephistus is recorded in English by the 1600s. And now you know the rest of the story.
Dare we tell everybody why I sent you that one word?
Yes, go ahead.
So I asked a very simple question of Guy earlier today, and that was, would you like to pod at X time today? Simple, really. Did I get a simple answer, a simple reply? Oh, no, I got a whole tribe of words which really were meaningless, but in Guy's head, they obviously meant something. And I responded with a load of blurb. I can only call it blurb and nonsense.
How did that work out?
Well, it didn't work out very well because you came back at me with a lot more nonsense, which was obviously table talk, to be honest with you. So I just found this word, and I don't know how I found it now. I was actually, I know exactly how I found it. I was out shopping with my dear lady, Mrs. Gaz. Mm-hmm. And while she was trying things on, I was desperately on my phone trying to find a word which I could send back to you. And that seemed quite apt. So that's how that all came about.
And then a whole nother story happened after that.
A whole nother story. Well, this week there's been lots of wolf wanderings, as of course there is, and outdoor and indoor cycling that's been done again this week. Not a great deal on my Mac.
Oh, I like how you put that in there now. That's good. Yeah. Thank you. It's in the show notes, so it's official.
But I have watched both on my Mac and on my iPad the second series of Silo and Napoleon, which I quite enjoyed, actually.
Really?
Mm.
You must have a lot of time on your hands because that's a long-ass movie.
Well, I was riding the bike.
Okay.
So
yeah, Silo is great, though.
Yes. Once it started, when it first started, the first episode of the second series, I thought, but no, I'm into it. Last week I mentioned liking the fact that Apple Wallet told me about tracking order. Well, it followed through on dispatched and delivery to delivered, all in one accessible spot. Great. Thank you very much, Apple.
Wonderful.
Yes. Listen, and you're still trying the same mic, aren't you?
I am still on the same microphone with the same technique.
Yes, excellent. Shall I jump straight over to Gazzy Snippets?
You should.
Look at that. It's just so smooth.
I know. It's amazing.
Which, you know, you'd think we've been doing this quite a long time. Yeah, wouldn't you?
Obviously, we haven't based on prior shows. We're professional amateurs.
Apple and Sony made team on game controllers for Vision Pro. I liked this story. The reason I like this story is because if the Vision Pro is going to be excellent for games, which I think it may well be, you do need some refinement when it comes to controlling.
Yeah, it can't all just be...
It can't, yeah, because fingers and vision can't take the intricacies that are required for some of the gameplay. So I do like that story, and I hope it happens.
I'm sorry.
Careful. Don't go there.
In my head, as soon as we were going on to this, I'm thinking, okay, trying to imagine someone playing GTA 5 with just their eyes and hands and just how horribly wrong that could possibly go. Okay, sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
I thought you was going somewhere else. So no. That was it. Apple announces Apple retail store expansion in Saudi Arabia. I'm moving on. Succession again becomes a now. This is a great story, and I don't want you to comment on it.
Okay.
I then will go on to the next two stories, which will become obvious why I don't want you to comment.
Okay. I'm waiting, guys.
Succession again becomes a concern at Apple, with 63-year-old Tim Cook older than many other CEOs. Next stories. Apple shares hit new all-time intraday closing highs. Next story. Apple named America's best-run company of 2024. Maybe being one of the oldest CEOs isn't such a bad thing after all.
Or maybe his age isn't the problem. I mean, I'm 64 and look at, oh, okay, wait. Let's not go there.
Apple Music expands live global radio offering with three brand new stations. This is a headline from Apple themselves. I'm going to open the link and I'm going to have a look and tell me, yeah, Musica Uno, Club Music Radio, and Chill Music Radio. So,
yeah, I was waiting for those things.
You were?
No.
I thought you might have been.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
If it was all Jimmy Buffett, which it should be in Chill, then yeah, I would have been okay with it.
First Apple Pay competitor launches Tap to Pay on iPhone in Norway. Norwegian payment service Vipps has become the first company to introduce a competing Tap to Pay solution to Apple Pay on iPhones. This development follows Apple's recent agreement with the European regulators to open up its NFC technology to third-party payment providers. Good for them. Well done.
Yeah, as long as Apple isn't going to be on the hook for anything stupid somebody does outside of their ecosystem, fine.
Apple shares hit new all-time intraday and closing heights. I'm not going to give you the numbers just yet because there's no point.
Yeah, well, no Tim point. Cook should go away.
He should,
because he's doing a terrible job.
The iPhone 15 was used to shoot Major sequel 28 years later, and the trailer apparently is impressive.
It is.
Well, we will see. We will see. Apple's UK investment tops $18 billion and supports 550,000 jobs. That seems an awful lot. That seems an awful lot in the UK. I mean, there's lots of retail stores, but even so, I'm not sure quite where the investment is. Anyway, you know, including critical engineering, apparently. So we'll see. Now, I think there's another story which is coming on later, and I saw this. It just suddenly popped up when I was surfing YouTube. And I watched the actual episode, and I've got a funny story about it. But I think this has been brought up because of the story that I will refer to when I reach it. Apple Intelligence is available today. That's because Apple List last week have released the iOS 18.2, iPad OS 18.2, Mac Sequoia 15.2, bringing Apple Intelligence to the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac. I quite like this story, but you may have missed it already. You can turn again your iPhone into a classic iPod if you're quick. Every now and then, a developer creates an app that lets you turn your iPhone display into a classic iPod. However, they never last long before Apple pulls them from the App Store. So if you got that, then let us know.
I want to see the one where it turns a classic iPod into an iPhone. Let me see that one.
That's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Wow, I'm adding technology where it doesn't even exist.
Apparently, Apple have announced the honors for the 2024 App Store. So they've announced the winners for those. I'm not going to go through them. There's 17 apps and games. So, but if you want to go and find it, I'm sure
there is one cool game. There is one cool game I saw that... they were.
Are you enticing me to go through them? Is that what you're doing?
Oh God, no! I just wanted to mention this one game that.
Right.
It's called "Thank Goodness You're Here," and it looks really, really weird. And it's like $20, and I think I'm going to go ahead and buy it because it looks amazing.
And what's that on?
It's the guy that's in the baker shop.
No. Let me rephrase the question. I really need to make my questions to you concise.
Yes.
And so I can get a nice short answer,
yeah, good
which
luck.
Is almost an impossible
it is.
Possible task, but I will try. Which OS is that game for?
Mac. It's for the Mac.
All right, I'm moving on. Apple releases, as I've said, tvOS 18.2 and HomePod 18.2, along with all the other releases, including watchOS 11.2 and visionOS 2.2. They're all the twos.
Yeah.
2.2. Microsoft Teams for iPad now supports external webcams. The reason I brought this in was... what you're telling me it didn't previously? Wow.
I'm just picturing all the people with iPods that likes to use Teams on it with like external microphones iPads. And external iPads. Cameras.
iPads.
Yeah, that's what I said, iPads.
That's what you think you said.
Yeah.
United Airlines integrating Apple's share item location into its mobile app. Apple last month announced a new share item location feature for helping track AirTags and Apple devices, and said that at the time it would be partnering with more than 15 airlines. Those airlines would accept links from passengers tracking mislaid baggage. Good.
Yeah, finally.
Or bad. Don't lose my luggage in the first place, yeah, well, airlines.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Don't back to say, oh, no, I don't know where it is. You'll have to find it and tell us where it is and we'll get it to you.
But here's the thing, guys. At least now they can actually find it, whether it's from information that you give them or whether it's information that they have. It's like, oh, okay, well, you've landed in Denver and your luggage is on the way to Uzbekistan. Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. We have a plan.
I would ask one question off the back of that.
I have a cunning plan.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay.
Can I get air miles on my luggage?
Air miles on your luggage? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They'll say no, but your luggage can go anywhere they want to go.
His Majesty King Charles III visits Apple's UK headquarters. And I think that's why we had the amount of money that Apple are spending in the UK to support jobs, etc. It's all a little bit political, let me say.
What?
Now, I watched the video. What I found quite interesting was in the comments on the YouTube.
Go ahead.
No. One of the guys that spoke to King Charles III, and you're not supposed to do this sort of thing, called him mate. But it was in his natural language. He said, something about, it's lovely to see you anyway, mate. You know, it wasn't that, but that's what it was came out of.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was funny.
That is funny.
Keynote pages numbers get Apple intelligence features. Duh. Did we not think they wouldn't? I mean, hello. Apple will be the first company. This is from an analyst guy. You'll like this. Okay. You'll like this.
Go ahead.
I mean, this is a wild guess. This is a stab in the dark from this analyst.
I'm looking forward to what he says that's going to just blow my mind.
I think that this analyst actually is really putting it out there and putting his neck on the line. Apple will be the first company valued at $4 trillion.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, pay that guy more right now. Don't even hesitate. He needs more money.
This next story is very much a rumor. However, I put it in there because I'd like it to be true. Apple reviving its discontinued airport router has never looked more likely.
I saw that, yeah.
I would like that to be quite true, actually.
And include a hard drive like they used
to. Apple shares hit new all-time closing high.
Damn that Tim Cook.
AirPods to be made in India for the first time next year. Apple to stop selling iPhone 14 and iPhone SE in the EU this month. Apple plans to stop selling the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus and third generation iPhone SE in the European Union countries later this month to comply with a regulation that will soon require newly sold smartphones with wired charging to be equipped with a USB-C port. There you go.
Yep.
One more.
Okay.
Well, not one more snippet, but one more. Apple shares hit new all-time closing high. And I'll tell you now what that was. $248.13.
Way up there. What is that, Tim Cook? He has no clue.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. It's a closing high. Yeah. Because they do have, it went to 250.80, but I think that's during the day. That's not closed.
It's where it closes that matters.
Yeah. The BBC says it has complained to Apple over an AI-generated fake news attributed to the broadcaster. Notifications from a new Apple product falsely suggested the BBC claimed that New York gunman Luigi Mangione had killed himself.
I'm sorry, what was that last name? Mangione.
Mangione.
Yeah.
If that's right, I don't know. The BBC says it has filed a complaint with the US tech giant Apple over AI-generated fake news that was shared on iPhones and attributed to the broadcaster.
And oddly enough, the story included that he accidentally shot himself in the back of the head.
What I'd like to say, though, is actually you are going to see a lot more of this sort of stuff, not just from Apple, but from... I mean, the more AI-generated stuff is out there, the more AI will be looking at other AI-generated
and coming to the wrong conclusion.
And coming to the wrong conclusion and reiterating it and reiterating it. So soon, President Trump will be the president of Russia.
Oh, okay.
It won't. It'll be true. And it'll be true.
I know he's going to take over Canada. But I hadn't heard about Russia. And to our Canadian listeners, we're just kidding.
He's not.
I really am.
That is the end of Gazzy Snippets. However, I may have a Gazzy's link. This link, I thought I'd put it in. Where have I done it? Here we go. My headline to this is really, really. Here's the headline.
Okay.
Good news. You'll soon be able to send faxes again with Windows 11.
wait a second. Is that something that a lot of people are asking for?
That's the end of Gazzy's link.
Yeah, you know the offices that have faxes because all you hear is
really again. Yeah. Anyway, I've moved on because it just I really really.
Okay, I got some bumpers here, Gaz. Classic. That's the word I'm looking for.
Good old classic.
Classic MyMac.com bumpers. And these go back to like 2011, 2012. Are you ready?
Yep.
We love our listeners, and the police would very much like to talk to us about it. The G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Now, I got to say, I wrote that one, but I wanted Gaz to do it. Because it sounded funnier in his voice. Okay, here's another one.
Like an 80-year-old man jogging on a nudist beach, the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Yeah, that's a pretty frightening thought. Here's one more.
The path to true enlightenment can take many forms, but this probably isn't one of them. The G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And the very last one.
Flabby in unnatural places, the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And we're still not telling you where those places are.
Definitely not.
We are not. Now, there is one more to play, but this is brand new. This is from Greg from NC. We haven't heard from him for a while. Greg, we missed you. We really, really did. Where you been? Where you been, man? But here it is.
Settle for artificial intelligence, but you can have genuine incompetence with the G-Men on the MyMac show.
Thank you, Greg. This is the perfect example of what we mean when we say we would like bumpers and you can insult us however you want. Perfect. Perfect.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Right. Well, those bumpers presumably mean that we're into a new section.
We are.
And it seems that I have lots of questions for you, Guy. So I don't know how you're going to deal with it, but I'm going to have lots and lots of very complicated and quite involved questions for you.
I have a plan.
Do you?
I do. And it involves the hat of intelligence.
Do you know, I think that actually does make you look more intelligent.
I know. It's a surfer hat.
Yeah.
So, well, actually, no.
No, it's not.
I don't think that's quite how that
it's
works.
It's not a surfer hat.
No, it kind of is. Well, let me put it this way. I wore a hat like this when I was surfing.
Yeah.
Actually, let me put it another way. I wore a hat like this while I tried to go surfing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's never more like it. Okay.
Quite made it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now.
Yeah.
Mac OS Sequoia 15.2. Guy, what are the key new features in Mac OS Sequoia 15.2?
I am so glad you asked me that question, Gaz. That is a very intelligent and well thought out question. So, Mac OS Sequoia 15.2 introduces several noteworthy features, most notably, because, you know, I already said noteworthy. Thank you, artificial intelligence. Image Playground. This new app lets you create images from text descriptions. You can add specific details like costumes, locations, or objects, or even use a photo for inspiration. It's integrated into apps like Messages and is available as a dedicated app, and it enables users to create playful images quickly. Yeah, it's like, ooh, dance, dance, dance. Playful images quickly by choosing from styles like animation, illustration, or sketch. Now, you and I and Carl kind of played around with this for a little bit. Your picture was involved because Carl had a picture of you, and the first one that he actually posted made you look like someone from Up, the Pixar movie, but not someone very smart looking, because it kind of had this look to it. Of course, it was probably
right then
better than the one I did, which had a pirate's hat and patch. Okay. One of the other things it has. That's right. We're talking about Mac Sequoia 15.2 because I'm wearing of intelligence.
Yes.
Chat GPT integration with Siri. You can now opt to have Siri utilize, utilize ChatGPT for complex requests, leveraging its advanced language processing abilities, but sometimes not as smart as that. I was listening to the Mac Geek app last week, and at one point, I think it was Pilot Pete said, well, then S-Lady did this. And as soon as he said that, my screen flashed, and it was like S-Lady was waiting for something. And the part that makes it bad is that whenever there's an interruption like that with Apple services, it goes back about 5 seconds into the podcast. And what had happened, of course, was he said it again.
Infinite loop.
And then he said it again. And it took like 3 or 4 times before it finally kind of got past that part where he was saying S-Lady and it was trying to do S-Lady stuff. So that's... And I know Apple has tried to make it easier by making it so that you don't have to say, hey, S-Lady, and you can just say S-Lady and it'll do something. But sometimes that's not the way it works out the best. So says Guy with the hat of intelligence. Now, it also has, I'm talking about Mac OS Sequoia 15.2, enhanced Apple intelligence features. These improvements include enhanced writing tools with better proofreading, rewriting, and text summarization capabilities. And if it's based on anything that I have seen from Messages, I'm not holding my breath. Hat of intelligence. There's also updates to Photos and Safari. New additions include a weather widget for the menu bar, AirPlay improvements, and updates to Find My and Siri.
Now, I've got to say, Guy, they're all very interesting, but exactly how does Image Playground work?
I am so glad you asked me that question, Gaz. Image Playground uses Apple Intelligence to generate images based on the text descriptions that you provide. It offers suggestions for adding details and can even take inspiration from a photo that you choose. The app is integrated into various apps like Messages and is also available as a standalone application, as I said before. And again, I have played with this, and you can add a bunch of parameters. But so far, what I've discovered is the more parameters you add, the farther away it gets from what you probably really wanted in the first place.
Now, thinking about ChatGPT.
Yes.
Can I use ChatGPT with S-Lady?
Excellent question, Gaz. Hat of intelligence. Yes. macOS Sequoia. Oh, I'm sorry. macOS Sequoia 15.2 offers optional ChatGPT integration with S-Lady. You can specifically ask S-Lady to ask ChatGPT or start your query with a similar phrase. S-Lady can also detect when ChatGPT would be helpful for a request and will ask you for your permission before using it, which doesn't make any sense to me, since Apple has gone on and on about how much privacy they have added to this integration with ChatGPT and how just bloody awful S-Lady has been in the past. Why not just go ahead and do it and not worry about it? But okay.
I say, so Guy, what exactly are the benefits of ChatGPT integration with S-Lady?
Well, ChatGPT integration significantly enhances S-Lady's capabilities by providing more accurate and comprehensive responses to complex questions, which is so much better than here are some web links for that when you're driving down the road at 70 miles an hour. Enabling S-Lady to generate creative content, okay, like poems and scripts. Also, improving S-Lady's ability to understand and respond to natural languages. And you know what? Hold on. I have my phone. Let's try a little experiment here because we can.
We're going off piste, folks.
Please tell me a limerick involving podcasts.
I'll need to use ChatGPT to write that. Should I go ahead?
Yes.
This could take some time.
Yeah, you can go a little faster than this, S-Lady. Oh, it's not going to say it.
It's just going to create it, and you've got to read it.
And now it's gone.
So,
well, that was an interesting experiment, and we're not going to continue with that.
Well, that raises my privacy concerns using Siri with ChatGPT. Oh, I said the S-Lady.
That's okay. Apple has implemented privacy safeguards to protect user data when S-Lady interacts with ChatGPT. OpenAI does not retain user requests, and you will always be asked before any of your information is shared with the service.
What other notable improvements are included in macOS Sequoia 15.2, Guy?
Hat of intelligence. So happy you asked me. Apart from Image Playground and ChatGPT integration, macOS Sequoia 15.2 also features a new weather widget for the menu bar, enhanced AirPlay capabilities with new screen sharing options, Find My updates that allow location sharing with others, which I believe it already was doing, upgrades to Safari, which includes new background images for the start page. Now, why is this a feature that they're talking about? When you first open up Safari, if it doesn't already open up on some page you've had previously, having some image in the background, I don't think is a something that's worth like, oh, wow, look what we're doing now. But hat of intelligence. Apparently, Apple thinks that it is. It also, HTTPS upgrades for secure connections and updates to the Photos app, which I haven't tried yet.
Are there any features in iOS 18.2 that are not included in macOS Sequoia 15.2, Guy?
So glad you asked that, because I'm wearing, say it with me, the hat.
The hat of intelligence.
Yes. Some iOS 18.2 features are not yet compatible or available on macOS Tall Trees 15.2. Genmoji. This feature for creating custom emojis is currently exclusive to the iPhone and the iPad for reasons. The redesigned Mail app, thank you, is also currently only available on the iPhone. And I figured out a way to get it off that and give me my mail the way that I was before. It's really not that hard. You basically just hit the little three buttons and then say, don't do that, do this. Now, we're done with the center section, so you know what that means. I must remove
your hat of intelligence. Hat
of intelligence. Okay. The hat
for you.
Of intelligence.
For you.
I know. It must have been really scary to be on a podcast with somebody wearing the hat of intelligence. The hat of
intelligence. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Do you know, I think I would.
Oh, good.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Now, this tip is actually not Sequoia 15.2, so I hope the definition need, I'm in the way it? I'm going to do it do does it? Not. Did, no, I don't need no, it. Okay. I'll be fine. I'm intelligent enough. Oh, I'm as intelligent as I'm ever going to be. Mm. So this tip is quite specific, and if you use Preview a lot and you export from Preview, let's say to send a marked up image to someone, for instance, because you've marked a map or you've changed something, where you'd normally go when you're in Preview to the menu bar, click on File, you'd scroll down to Export and click Export and then find the file location. But if you're doing it quite a lot, how about having a keyboard shortcut specifically for Export from Preview when you're in Preview and you want to export something? Just a quick keyboard shortcut, that'd be great. Well, Gaz, I can hear you saying, surely there's already one there. Well, there isn't. So what do? You go into System Settings, Guy. You find Keyboard. In the Keyboard menu, you should see Keyboard Shortcuts. Click on that option. With me so far?
Yes.
Good. Now, on the left of the pop-up menu, you'll see a number of options. Scroll down or look down that list and you'll see app shortcuts. Now, you'll see all applications and below that, a plus and minus option. Click on the plus option. Now, click on the all applications option list, which should be at the top of the pop-up menu you now see. You scroll down to find Preview and select it. Now, in the menu title of the next menu that's popped up, or the pop-up menu that's now popped up, in the menu title field, you need to put the exact name of the menu option. And if you looked in Preview, the option, the export option, is in fact export dot, dot, dot. And that's export with a capital E, and then you could say three ellipses. So capital E, export, dot, dot, dot. For this one, now there's another field that goes below that, which is in the menu title field. You don't need to fill that in. So now you can drop straight into the keyboard shortcut that you're going to attach to the the shortcut that you want. And the best way to get into that particular field is probably to use the tab key, because you just can't use your mouse to click anywhere because it's in a location on the right. So if you use tab from where you actually wrote in the menu option, then you'll be in the right field to put your new keyboard shortcut. Now you could put Command E for Command Export.
But
once you know, you can do, you can use that if you want to. And then you click on done and hey, voila. Now, if you want to clear that shortcut, because of reasons, you would have to go back into the previous submenu and click the menu option and then click the minus key. You remember I spoke about the plus key and the minus key?
Yes.
When you're going through the options, you can then highlight the key, the keyboard shortcut that you've done, highlight it and then delete it out. You can't delete the actual thing itself. You have to use those plus and minus keys. Now, the more observant of you will have noticed that actually this is a tip where you could set up a shortcut that doesn't currently exist in an app of your choice that doesn't have a shortcut already, but you'd like to have one. And there you have it. It's like a preview tip and a all app tip. I could count it as like, yeah,
you're like specializing your own version of the Mac OS.
Not so much the Mac OS, but certain apps within the Mac OS, of course. Do you not think that's really rather interesting?
I do.
He's nodding his head.
I am.
Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay. Now, remember, if you do a feedback, wow, there's good English. If you do a feedback, remember that you need to let us know where it is so that we can take a look at it and talk about it here on the show. And I will send you a Woo T, which is a big W, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. That is a Wootie. It is amazing. And you will never feel bad about having one.
No, you'll never want for anything else.
Yeah. It'll be like the pinnacle of your existence. Life. There's nothing after that, you know?
No. You might you just, have, no,
no, no. Yeah, it's like, no. Yeah, I started to go down that same road. It was like, wow, probably should not go there. Probably not. No. All right.
Now, I can't believe, I know that the other week we missed out on a Mr. Cheese
off.
We did. And that's because we sort of messed up. But I can't believe that he's got anything to be cheesed off about this week because, you know, we're coming to Christmas. We may not be having a show next week, folks. We'll pre-warn you here and now. We may not be having a show next week because it's going to be a busy weekend, the weekend before Christmas. Yeah. I've got family coming over. Guy's going to have family coming over. We'll see what options we got. But there can't be anything that he's going to be moaning about, is there?
Well, you say that.
Oh.
But there is. There is. Ugh. And he has a lot to say on the matter. And here he is, Mr. Cheesedoff.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesedoff here.
Hi.
So it's that time of year again. Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
And shops are filled with shiny Apple gear, just begging to be bought. And every year, I think, what a brilliant idea. I'll give my friends and family some lovely Apple gifts. They'll love it. Oh, what a fool I am. Because what happens? I don't just give them an iPad or a shiny new MacBook. No. I give them a lifetime subscription to me as their personal flipping tech support. Morning's barely over before the questions start rolling in. How do I set this up? Why won't it recognize my password? What's an Apple ID? Why is it asking for my sodding face? I'm supposed to be having a mince pie, not troubleshooting Aunt Mabel's endless iCloud issues. And it doesn't stop there. Oh, no. You think the holiday's over. Forget it. Weeks later, I'm still getting texts at all hours. My phone frozen. How do I airdrop? Why is Sully ignoring me? Because somehow, it's my fault. They don't know how to swipe up or tap a bloody button. You know what? Next year, they're all getting sodding socks. Lovely, boring, low maintenance, need an update, never run out of storage, and never you require me to explain why you aren't syncing with iCloud. So remember, an Apple gift doesn't just say, I love you. It also says, I'm ready to ruin my entire holiday. I don't know. It all really cheeses me off. A merry bloody Christmas.
Brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cheesedoff. We can always count on your words of wisdom to kind of sum up the holiday spirit. Thank you. Okay.
Right.
So, no other feedback. And
nope.
And we're just going to cut that off right there.
We're moving into contact us, I think.
We are. Okay. There's usually something I say, and now I can't think of what it is. So I'm just not going to do it. Gaz, if people want to get a hold of you and say, why doesn't Guy wear the hat of intelligence all the time?
Certainly more often.
More often. Like, for example, introducing a new segment of the show. How would they do that?
Ever so easy, Guy. Really easy. Send an email to Gaz, G-A-Z, at mymac.com. Or you can contact me on many, many, many socials, including Mastodon, including Blue Sky, including Threads, including Instagram, including Strava. And you can probably find me as Gazmaz in most of them. You can also contact both Guy and Gaz on the X's and Blue Sky as Guy and Gaz. That's GUYANDGAZ. You can also send an email to feedback@mymac.com. That's
F-E-E-D-B. I have a cunning plan.
C K at mymac.com.
Yeah.
You wasn't expecting that, was
no,
you?
No, I was not, because usually it's like you're racing through it and I'm racing just as fast trying to get through it.
It's such a classic guy line.
Yeah.
Blue guy.
A non-toxic guy.
I am not a toxic guy.
No guy.
So guy.
My guy?
Yeah.
Guy.
Hey.
Your guy. Your guy. It's you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Of course.
Wait, you let who kiss you?
Guy.
His name was Guy. Yeah.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain. He's the guy.
Guy's the one. Guy.
Guy?
You remember Guy?
They do.
I like to go with Guy.
Yeah.
No fool. Uh-huh. If they want
an email from Guy.
How would they do it?
Oh, it's so easy. Go to the email client to call someone. Just go to your email client of choice and type in.
Oh, I was going to do something else.
That's GUI at mymac.com. And I'm on lots of different social networks, but I typically don't pay attention to most of them. So instead, go on over to the... what did we say? Twitex.
Twitex. That's right. Yes.
And
yes.
I am both Mac Parrot and Vertshark over there on Twitex. And I am also on Blue Sky, which I'm starting to dig more and more. It's slightly less toxic, but still toxic in its own way, because that's social media for you. I am also Mac Parrot over there. Now, we also have a Google Voice number, Gaz. We do. Do you know what it is?
It is. Call 703-828-4677. I'll play it.
Call 703-828-4677 for the Mind Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's tech heaven. That's 703-828-4677.
Okay.
That's right. I've quietened it down.
And in case you were unsure what that number is.
Call them anyway. 703-828-4677.
That's right. That's right. That number again is 703-828-4677. If you are outside of the U.S., then dial in the country code, which is 1, then the number, and you will likely incur charges if dialed directly. So don't do that, even though we've just spent like the last minute or so talking about it. And send us a audio file in all of the other ways that we mentioned before. If you would like to support. Yeah, let's go with that. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacPettit. You can go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/MacPettit. Or, that was a ill-sounding parrot. You can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacPettit. Much better. So here we are. Here we are, show 998, 2 shows away from the big 1,000, and I have secured the interviews for everyone that I wanted to get a hold of that has been, you know, related to this show, except for one person. He's proving to be elusive, John Nemo, but I don't want to mention his name, John Nemo. John, get back to me. And I've had some fun conversations with everyone. I remember going into this, I was thinking, okay, 10, 15 minutes per person. Yeah.
That word again.
Yeah. What I really needed to do before I began was to get some Apple intelligence.
The hat of intelligence.
Oh, I forgot. Hold on. There we go.
If you didn't actually put it on, you only play that when you actually put it on.
Oh, okay. Well, here.
Oh, now he's put it on.
No, I've taken
now
it
he's
off.
He's taking it off again.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants an intelligent guy. They're just not used to it.
No, definitely not.
Thank you. Thank you all. All these years for downloading and listening in a kind voice, because it's almost Christmas time, to the MyMac.com podcast. I'm not going to yell at you for the next couple of weeks. No yelling. No. It's just thank you. Thank you.
Well, he's not going to yell for the next couple of weeks because we might not be here.
Yeah, we don't really know. It could be a dearth. Oh, another new word. Dearth of shows.
And he'll be looking for the bells.
Ooh. No, I can't play the bells. I cannot. I will play the bells in the after show because I can cut out the little bits that should not be there. Because, Gaz, I think that we're right. Good enough.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I think that especially with, you know, that hat, that we were smart enough. And that doggone it, Wolf, even though he didn't put in an appearance, Wolf, doggone it, people like us.
Guy,
yeah.
I have a joke about inferiority complexes.
Okay.
But it's not very good. End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the MyMac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the MyMac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. So many podcasts that are no longer around. Someone start the Nintendo Club podcast and the PlayStation podcast, whatever those two were. And I think there's a couple others that aren't there anymore.
I hope people don't go searching for them.
Well, I mean, they can. They exist, I'm sure, somewhere, the audio files, since it's all just a big RSS feed.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
So are we going to do a show next week, or are you like knee deep in family stuff?
We've got family back, and there's lots happening. So I really
just
won't
call it.
Know.
Just call it.
The following week, so that would be the week between Christmas and New Year, might be
is New Year's possible. Eve. Yeah, because, no, I mean, it's New Year's Eve, so.
Well, it's not New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is on the Tuesday, isn't it?
Well, that, you know what I mean. It's, it's not like Christmas Thanksgiving
or we 4th could probably
of July,
because
I'm sure you take off the 4th of July.
I do.
Just like I take off Guy Fawkes Day.
Yeah. Well, we don't take that off.
Oh, you just hang him in effigy.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Nice
to
know.
And we move it to the weekend.
Of course, because anyway, why wouldn't you? Oh, the bells. The bells.
Bells.
Nope, that's actually the bells.
That's actually the bells that you finally found.
Nope, that's not either. That's also the bells.
Well, it is bells, but it's not the bells.
There
I don't
is.
Have all my loops. Really? Son of a bitch. Yeah, I'm in the Christmas spirit now. Thing.
I remember sitting listening to you saying all those things, and I was just in fits because it was playing in the background and you couldn't hear
it. And I couldn't hear it.
It was hilarious.
I forgot to mention this, that one of the articles that I did see as I was like perusing for stuff to talk about in the center section.
Perusing
was an article about Rogue Amoeba and Audio Hijack.
Rogue Amoeba? I bet it doesn't work in the new version.
Well, they were basically saying that in starting like in 2020, 2021, and I remember how frustrating this was, that they almost couldn't keep putting it out because of the changes that Apple had made to where you basically needed an application to update it instead of just going through the auto update process.
Yeah.
And when they talked to Apple about it, then of course this is from Paul Kafarsis. When they talked to Apple about it, Apple basically told them, too bad, go pound sand. But there were so many people that use it and love the program that they changed their mind and they created APIs. Thank you to deal with it so that it could just be updated in the regular way again. So, we could have lost. And I know, and it's not as big of a deal for me now because I don't use it the way I used to. I don't even use loopback the way that I used to. Doesn't take away from how brilliant those programs are, but I'm just doing it in a different way. And we both use Farrago. So, we're still using Rogue Amoeba products because they're generally speaking great products in their field.
Agreed.
Yeah. I was waiting. I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it was like, oh, okay. All right, so we're not going to do a show next week then?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's fine.
The following week, we may do. We'll see how things are.
Yeah,
more likely.
Speaking of family, Peter.
Family.
Now, Peter's going to be here either tonight or tomorrow. And, I mean, you've never been to the house, but over here off camera, and I think I've spoken of it, is this big, ugly bookcase that the previous owners of the house put in 30 plus years ago. And I've left it because it's functional. But because we're getting ready, probably in the new year, to put new tile down here in the man cave and paint the walls and all the rest of that, that's got to go. So I've been talking to Tracy and I've been talking to Peter. Mrs. Guy. And what we're kind of looking at is getting boxes, taking all of the books out of the ugly plank wood and concrete block bookcase, and just putting all these books into boxes. but I don't want to get new bookcases until the room has been done over, because I don't see the point in bringing in bookcases, assembling them, putting all the books back in there, and then having to take them out again. So we're going to leave everything in boxes. And the big debate here in the house has been, well, what boxes are we going to use? And we've got, I can't remember what it's called. We have this cart that just has like two wheels and a little thing that flips down that you can put books or crates or, you know, whatever down on it and then move it, you know, move stuff around. So what I was telling Tracy was the only thing that matters is whatever boxes that we use. It doesn't matter how heavy they get because we've got this cart. But the box itself has to be able to go through the doorway here from this room so that we could take it down to the family room so it's not in here. So the big plan for the man cave and how that's going to affect our recording, I have no idea. But the bookcase is going to go, her four or five drawer filing cabinet over here that's been peed on like 1,000 times by the cats, that's going to go. All of the stuff that's on the walls, like all the certificates and stuff that you can see behind me, those will all come off. The cabinets behind me are going to have to be removed so that everything, you know, the walls and stuff can get painted.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of work, and I don't know at what point
you're going to stop.
We're going to be able to start. And the other problem is I can't do it by myself. I've got
Well, it's a long way, but I'll come over and help.
No, that's not even where I was going. Actually, Peter and Guy, I'm hoping you'll be coming up here a lot to give me a hand with some of this stuff. The biggest problem, of course, isn't strength. I'm still pretty strong. The big problem is stamina. I just don't have the stamina that I used to.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe it'll get better. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But it's all stuff that I'm going to need them to help me with. And how long that takes, I don't know.
Well, it'll be what it'll be, and we'll cope with it. Don't worry.
Yeah. And, you know, I may need to record from... you know, maybe the family room or something like that a week or two. I don't know yet. Which will give it a different sound. I'll have to ask you, how do I sound, guys? How do I sound?
You sound just the same.
Now
I sound different.
It's very echoey wherever the hell you are.
Hello.
Oh, what is wrong with me, guys? What the hell is wrong with me? How much time do you have?
Well, years, brother.
So long. It would take so very long. Years
going on the previous process.
Yeah. Well, we've discovered one thing. I'm a diapnosophist.
Yeah.
And I've got a great big section in there about what that means.
I have seen that.
Okay, everything is recording. That's a good thing. Well... sort of a good thing. All right.
His name was Guy.
Is it? Is it now? I got all day.
No fooling.
Got all day, Gaz. Got all day.
Yeah, I haven't.
Exactly. That's why I know I can wait you out on that. You know, I'll just sit there and say, okay. Though there is something that you could do. Never mind. I don't even want to put the thought into your head.
The thought's already there,
no,
Guy.
No, no.
It is already there.
No.
I am going to do it.
Don't do it, please. Please don't do it.
Oh, yeah. Play it right at the end of the show before I go. No. Yeah, you see, I was way ahead of you, man. Oh.
I shouldn't have said anything.
You shouldn't have said anything.
Too late. Okay.
You shouldn't have said I've got all day because I'll have all night asleep.
Yeah. While I'm frantically texting you, silence.
Oh, dear.
Okay, here we go.